Iran is still years away from building a nuclear bomb. That's the consensus of a group of top U.S. intelligence officials who spoke to reporters today in a rare on-the-record session. Meanwhile, in Tehran, the head of the U.N. Nuclear Watchdog Agency was sounding a similar message. Mohammad El-Baradei emerged from talks with Iranian nuclear officials to pronounce there's still plenty of time to negotiate. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
2 days ago, when Iran triumphantly announced that it had successfully enriched uranium, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad boasted Iran has joined the nuclear countries of the world. He called it a historic achievement. But today, here in Washington, intelligence experts said they view it as something less. Kenneth Brill, head of the new National Counterproliferation Center, told reporters that Iran is still, quote, a very significant amount of time away from making good on its alleged nuclear ambitions. Thomas Fingar, the most senior U.S. intelligence analyst, says this week's announcement does not alter estimates of when Iran might be able to make a nuclear weapon.
Our timeline hasn't changed in terms of some years away.
In past, U.S. officials have put the timeline at 5 to 10 years. Today, Fingar said, perhaps in the next decade, that is, 2010 or later. And Fingar says there's wide agreement on this timeline among all U.S. spy agencies. There is also wide agreement that Iran would like to build a bomb. Here's the nation's number two intelligence official, General Michael Hayden.
We believe that Iran is intent on developing a nuclear weapon.
Hayden declined to elaborate on why he believes that, saying he doesn't want to give away what's known and what's unknown about Iran's weapons programs. But that didn't quite fly in a room full of reporters familiar with the intelligence fiascos on Iraq. Over and over, the same question was asked: how confident are intelligence officials that the misjudgments on Iraq will not be repeated in the case of Iran? Finally, Thomas Fingar, the top analyst, drew a chuckle from colleagues when he ventured, to answer this is hazardous. But answer he did. He said lessons have been learned about the need for greater transparency, for clear sourcing of information, and for tolerance of dissenting views.
I think all of us have greater confidence in the judgments that we are making and bringing forward on Iran, and are being certainly much more clear where we just don't know.
Much of what U.S. intelligence does know about Iran's nuclear program comes from the inspectors of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Today, the head of the IAEA, Mohammad El-Baradei, was in Tehran for talks. At a press conference afterward, he said he can't confirm yet whether Iran has, in fact, enriched uranium to a level sufficient for nuclear power. So far, he said, there's no evidence of any material being adapted for military use.
We have not seen diversion of nuclear material for weapon purpose, but the picture is still hazy and not very clear.
El-Baradei also counseled restraint today, playing down concerns about Iran's technical progress.
I don't think that the issue of enrichment right now, emotional as it is urgent. So we have ample time to negotiate a settlement by which Iran needs for nuclear power is assured, and the concern of the international community is also put to rest.
It's unclear how much weight Mr. El-Baradei's advice will carry among policymakers in Washington. Today, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice repeated that Iran must face consequences for refusing to suspend its nuclear program. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.